After faring thus badly, the enemy departed, while the Greeks continued their march unmolested through the remainder of the day and arrived at the Tigris River. Here was a large deserted city. Its name was Larissa, and it was inhabited in ancient times by the Medes. Its wall was 25 feet in breadth and 100 in height, and the whole circle of the wall was 2 parasangs. It was built of clay bricks and rested upon a stone foundation 20 feet high. This city was besieged by the king of the Persians when the Persians were seeking to wrest the Medes from their empire, but he could in no way capture it. A cloud, however, overspread the sun and hid it from sight until the inhabitants abandoned their city, and thus it was taken. Nearby the city was a pyramid of stone, a plethrum in breadth and 2 plethra in height, and upon this pyramid were many barbarians who had fled away from the neighboring villages. From this place, they marched one stage, 6 parasangs, to a great stronghold, deserted and lying in ruins. The name of this city was Mespila, and it was once inhabited by the Medes. The foundation of its wall was made of polished stone, full of shells, and it was 50 feet in breadth and 50 in height. Upon this foundation was built a wall of brick, 50 feet in breadth and 100 in height, and the circuit of the wall was 6 parasangs. Here, as the story goes, Medea, the king's wife, took refuge at the time when the Medes were deprived of their empire by the Persians. To this city also the king of the Persians laid siege, but he was unable to capture it either by length of siege or by storm. Zeus, however, terrified the inhabitants with thunder, and thus the city was taken.